Foreign Service Institute, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction. Tape 32. In order to keep the frame numbers from becoming excessively lengthy, it has been decided to begin numbering from 1 again, beginning here. Frame 1. This is a low-class consonant. It is called
Dong-o.
Frame 2. Since this sound is made by holding the back of the tongue up against a soft palate at the back of the mouth, at the velum, and diverting the stream of air through the nasal cavity, it is called a velar nasal. Frame 3. English also has a velar nasal sound, which is made in the same way, but it never occurs in initial position in English words. Therefore, most speakers of English have difficulty pronouncing words beginning with
Dong-o
in Lao. Practice saying it after the tape.
Dong-o. Dong-o. Dong-o.
Frame 4. Observe how this letter is written in Lao. You begin with a small clockwise circle at the upper left, then go to the right, and finally straight down and to the left. Practice writing it here in the spaces provided, and check your answer. Frame 5. Look and listen as these words are read. They all begin with initial
Dong-o.
Number 1.
Nghe.
Number 2.
Ngo.
Number 3.
Nga.
Number 4.
Ngo.
What is the pitch contour of all these words? Listen as all four of them are read again in sequence.
Nghe. Ngo. Nga. Ngo.
The answer is mid-level. Frame 6. As you observed from the examples just given, words that begin with a low-class initial consonant and are followed by a short vowel have mid-pitch contour. Frame 7. Read the words. Number 1.
Ngo.
Number 2.
Ngo.
Number 3.
Nghe.
Number 4.
Nghe.
Frame 8. Write these words in the spaces provided. Number 1.
Ngo.
Number 2.
Nga.
Number 3.
Ngo.
Number 4.
Nghe.
Check your answers. Frame 9. Listen to these words. They all begin with initial
Dong-o
and end in long vowels. Listen to the pitch contour. Number 1.
Ngai.
Number 2.
Ngau.
Number 3.
Nga.
Number 4.
Nghe.
Number 5.
Ngo.
Number 6.
Ngo.
Number 7.
Ngo.
Number 8.
Ngu.
Number 9.
Ngam.
Frame 10. As you can see from these examples, words beginning with initial low-class consonant, followed by long vowels, are pronounced with high pitch contour. Frame 11. Read frame 9. Number 1.
Ngày.
Number 2.
Ngâu.
Number 3.
Nga.
Number 4.
Nghe.
Number 5.
Ngô.
Number 6.
Ngô.
Number 7.
Ngua.
Number 8.
Ngu.
Number 9.
Ngâm.
Frame 12. Write these words in the spaces provided. Number 1.
Nghe.
Number 2.
Ngay.
Number 3.
Ngu.
Number 4.
Ngó.
Number 5.
Ngâm.
Number 6.
Ngâu.
Number 7.
Ngô.
Number 8.
Ngua.
Number 9.
Nga.
Check your answers. Frame 13.
Tô ngó
actually occurs more frequently in final position than in initial position. Syllables ending in nasals, like
ngó,
are considered to be open syllables. Look at these three types of open syllables. Number 1. Low-class consonant plus long vowel.
Nga.
Number 2. Low-class consonant plus short vowel plus nasal.
Ngung.
Number 3. Low-class consonant plus long vowel plus nasal.
Nguang.
All of these are open syllables and are read on high pitch contour. Frame 14. The rules for identifying open syllables are the same, regardless of whether the initial consonant is a mid-class consonant or a low-class consonant. However, the pitch contour will be different if the initial consonant is a mid-consonant, and there is no tone marker above it. Frame 15. Listen. Number 1.
Gang.
Number 2.
Bang.
Number 3.
Chong.
Number 4.
Ngong.
Number 5.
Tang.
Number 6.
Ching.
Number 7.
Nguang.
Number 8.
Ga.
Number 9.
Nga.
Number 10.
Dang.
Number 11.
Pi.
Number 12.
Gong.
Number 13.
Kung.
Number 14.
Gao.
Number 15.
Ying.
Number 16.
Dang.
Did you notice that all of these are open syllables? Now go back and read these words. Number 1.
Gang.
Number 2.
Bang.
Number 3.
Chong.
Number 4.
Ngong.
Number 5.
Tang.
Number 6.
Jing.
Number 7.
Nguang.
Number 8.
Ga.
Number 9.
Nga.
Number 10.
Dang.
Number 11.
Pi.
Number 12.
Gong.
Number 13.
Kung.
Number 14.
Gao.
Number 15.
Ying.
Number 16.
Dang.
Frame 16. We have spoken frequently about long and short vowels and diphthongs. Actually, it would be more precise to speak of long and short syllables, since the actual length of time used in speaking any syllable is a factor of its position in the sentence or phrase, rather than its makeup. It is possible to lengthen or shorten vowels or diphthongs, or to lengthen or shorten consonants to make the syllable occupy the space of time allotted to it in the phrase or sentence rhythm. It is easier to see the difference in length of nasals or other continuants than of stops in final position. So we will illustrate the difference in length using nasals in final position. Look at word number 1 and listen to it.
Gang.
You probably noticed that the vowel sound
a
was long and the final nasal
ngo
was short. Listen again.
Gang.
Now listen to the length of the vowel sound
a
and the length of the nasal
ngo
in example number 2.
Gang.
Did you notice that the vowel sound
a
was short and the nasal
ngo
was long? Listen again.
Gang.
Now listen to number 1 and number 2 said in that order.
Gang. Gang.
Now in reverse order.
Gang. Gang.
Frame 17. As you can see, the words in this frame were written on a Lao typewriter, whereas those in previous frames were done in very careful and precise penmanship, known as calligraphy. Except for the difference in size between the two types of writing, there are few other differences. Hence, you will probably experience little difficulty in adjusting to the change. Read the words. Number 1.
Dang.
Number 2.
Kung.
Number 3.
Tang.
Number 4.
Bong.
Number 5.
Ngung.
Number 6.
Chang.
Number 7.
Nguang.
Number 8.
Nga.
Number 9.
Kung.
Number 10.
Kung.
Number 11.
Ngu.
Number 12.
Ngo.
Number 13.
Chang.
Number 14.
Ngau.
Number 15.
Tung.
Number 16.
Keng.
Number 17.
Tiang.
Number 18.
Gang.
Frame 18. As you no doubt remember, when
Mai Ek
is written above any syllable beginning with mid-class initial consonant, that syllable is pronounced with mid-level pitch contour. Listen to these words ending in
Tung-o.
Number 1.
Tang.
Number 2.
Bang.
Number 3.
Yang.
Number 4.
Ong.
Number 5.
King.
Number 6.
Bung.
Frame 19. Read these words. Number 1.
King.
Number 2.
Dang.
Number 3.
Tang.
Number 4.
Buang.
Number 5.
Ping.
Number 6.
Ang.
Frame 20. Write these words in the spaces provided. Number 1.
Bung.
Number 2.
Yang.
Number 3.
Chung.
Number 4.
Gong.
Number 5.
King.
Number 6.
Bang.
Number 7.
Dang.
Number 8.
Pong.
Check your answers. Frame 21. These words all have mid-class initial consonant and
my to
above the syllable. Read the words. Number 1.
Dai.
Number 2.
Jiao.
Number 3.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Ba.
Number 5.
Gao.
Number 6.
Ti.
Now listen to the pitch contour as these words are read in sequence.
带叫借八告币
What is the pitch contour? The answer is high falling. Frame 22. Syllables ending in
ngo
have the same pitch contour as above. Read the words. Number 1.
Jiang.
Number 2.
Dong.
Number 3.
Yang.
Number 4.
Gong.
Number 5.
Ang.
Number 6.
Jong.
Frame 23. Write these words in the spaces provided. Number 1.
Gong.
Number 2.
Bương.
Number 3.
Dong.
Number 4.
Gang.
Number 5.
Jang.
Number 6.
Kiang.
Number 7.
Bang.
Number 8.
Boom.
Check your answers. This is the end of tape 32. Reading Lao, a programmed introduction. Foreign Service Institute.